This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final Cinco de Mayo hour has now begun on the Jesse Kelly Show. That kind of bums me out. We're going to have to wait an entire year, a whole year, before we get to do this again. What, Chris? Sorry, year. I'll try to keep it in English for people like you. Did you see that Kim Gardner, she's one of these Soros prosecutors in St. Louis. She just resigned. She just had to step down because of, well, she did what she was put there to do. She let violent criminals out of prison. They kept hurting people. Missouri has gone so blood red that now the state government has used its power to get a Soros-funded prosecutor to resign. Hint, hint, wink, wink, red states, use your power against the communists. So there, that's a good one. I want to address something I see out of the Trump campaign. I like it. I understand it. I'm not sure I agree with it. I come down on all different sides of it, and I'll explain what it is. So I got this email about Trump's doing a TV town hall, and he's doing it for CNN. A lot of people were mad about it on our side. Now, let's take that. Okay, so Trump's doing a town hall for CNN. Let's combine that with a couple other things we've seen recently. We saw Trump come out and say that he doesn't want the federal government involved in abortion. He doesn't want to sign any federal abortion laws. Now combine that with this. Carrie Lake. Carrie Lake is obviously the lady who ran for governor in Arizona. I like Carrie Lake. I find her to be a very impressive human being. But Carrie Lake ran for governor in Arizona, and she is a hardcore Trump supporter, Trump surrogate. She's not one of these people, oh, I'm going to endorse Trump, and then she kind of disappears and you never see her again. She endorses Trump, and she's out there every day. Trump, 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 Trump. So she's campaigning hard for Trump. Carrie Lake has been catching a mountain of garbage, a mountain of criticism for this. She faced so much criticism for this, she came out and had to, she didn't retract it, but she tried to explain herself. This is what she said. No one is saying not to fight the culture war, but it's simply not the most critical issue heading into 2024. The GOP must show the country how it plans to turn around the economy and prevent World War III. We need to take the country back from Joe Biden before we can take our culture back from his friends. Okay, what are you seeing right now? I'll tell you what I think you're seeing right now and why. Trump, as I've talked about before, Trump, if you're sitting there wearing your MAGA hat and your MAGA pajamas, Trump doesn't need to talk to you anymore. You know, let me clarify. I'm not saying you're not important. I'm saying you're already a vote Trump has. He's not losing you. You are Donald Trump's. He's got you already. Donald Trump is in serious general election trouble because independents and women hate his guts. I need to clarify again, then we throw a little disclaimer in here. If you're a woman supporting Donald Trump, I didn't say all women. Please do not email me and say, me and every woman I know loves Donald Trump. I've seen every single number out there. Women hate his freaking guts. Not all of them, but enough of them that it's a problem. So, as I've said, Trump, his whole campaign should be focused on not winning their love, but making sure he tamps down some of that hate. Make himself more palatable to the women in independence. The hardcore Trump fans are not going anywhere. He needs those women in independence to vote for him. He needs them. He has to. He has lost them. The media has made him extremely unpopular, and Trump has helped with some of that, to be honest. But the media has made him very unpopular with them. He must bring them back into the fold if he ever wants to be president again. Therefore, the hardcore MAGA base has to be ignored by the Trump campaign. Not spit on, not crapped on, but kind of ignored. He shouldn't be talking to you. Frankly, he shouldn't be talking to me. I already agree with Trump's policies. So that's why I think they're doing a CNN town hall. People on the right are yelling about that. Why are you going on CNN? Why are you giving them ratings? I wouldn't do it. I don't like that the GOP still gives any air, any light to these horrible communist organizations, but I understand why he's doing it. I understand why he's doing it. You need those independents back. You need those women back. Some of them at least are watching CNN. Go out there and do a town hall and sound like that, which brings me to the culture thing. And this is where I agree and disagree. Donald Trump obviously is concerned about Ron DeSantis getting in the primary because he would be the most significant primary challenger Trump has ever had. One of the things that would concern Trump, understandably, about the Ron DeSantis getting in the primary is when it comes to culture things, Ron DeSantis has a lot of pelts on the wall, a lot of them. It's kind of like his thing. He's been really good on culture war stuff. So because he's been so good at culture war stuff, if you're Donald Trump, you don't want the primary to focus on culture war things. You want the focus of the primary voter to be away from all that Disney stuff and the LGBTQ teacher stuff. You want the focus on what Trump was very good at until COVID, the economy, foreign policy. These are Trump's specialties. So if Ron DeSantis is up there as the culture war candidate, Donald Trump doesn't want to run a culture war. He wants to run an economy foreign policy war, which is Trump's forte. So this is a concentrated, focused effort from the Trump team to move the focus of the primary voter away from culture war stuff into economy stuff. This is a focused effort. A very clear, they clearly have sat down, talked about this, and they agree this is the strategy. That's what I see. The thing I disagree with is this. When you are famous in any way, in any amount, whether you're locally famous, maybe you're the mayor of your local town or somebody like that, or maybe you're a star athlete in your hometown. Or you're an entertainer or a politician or something like that. When you have any level of fame being people follow you, they listen to what you have to say, they buy your books at jessekellybook.com. What, Chris? They didn't. Honestly, when you have any kind of a platform at all, there is a danger that comes with that. And this is one of my biggest fears for me. The danger that comes with that is when enough people tell you, you're great, I love you, you're the best, you're the smartest, you're the best, you're great. What if you start believing that about yourself? What if you start waking up in the morning and instead of seeing a normal dude in the mirror, a flawed dude who needs to work on things, what if you start seeing somebody pretty important? I'm a big deal. I'm an oracle, but I can predict the future. Whatever I say goes. And everyone who listens to my show, they're basically my servants who I can just tell them to jump off a bridge and they'll go do it because I'm so smart and entertaining and important. It's a big fear of mine because it's easy to have happen to you. And one of the reason I'm applying this to this situation is this. Trump, I believe he thinks he probably has more control over what the GOP primary voter thinks and wants than he does. You rode the America First momentum, and he deserves a ton of credit for ramping up that momentum. But you are not the wave. Nobody's the wave. I'm not. Trump's not. No, nobody's the wave. You rode the wave. You cannot, no human being on earth can, you cannot walk up to the wave and divert the wave, stop the wave. It cannot be stopped. I think this might be a mistake if I'm right about what they're doing, and I think I am. I think it might be a mistake because the culture war stuff is not something the GOP primary voter is going to dismiss or ignore or move on from. Now, if Trump really is up 40, and he's going to be up 40 next year, which I don't believe, but if that's really the case, then honestly, I hate to say it this way, screw the GOP primary voter. You already won them anyway. Go focus on those independents and women. But if this primary turns real and real close, and I believe it will once DeSantis officially gets in and starts running, the Trump campaign is not going to be able to sell to the GOP primary voter, hey, forget about this culture stuff. Let's talk about taxes and jobs. That won't work because the mood of the nation has shifted so much. Our culture has rotted so much out from underneath us, and we're so horrified by it. Nobody, not Trump, not DeSantis, Ronald Reagan came back from the dead. Nobody has the power and influence to look at the GOP primary voter and say, hey, let that go. Move on. Let's talk about foreign policy. It doesn't work. It won't work. So I understand what they're doing, and I don't think it's stupid from a primary election standpoint. It might not work. If this primary gets real, I do not believe that will work. And that's that. Let's get out of here. Well, no, let's not get out of here. Let's move on and talk about other things. A lot of cool things. You ready to talk about something? Before we do that, let's talk about how cool it is to get a great night's sleep. I'm bouncing off the walls today. You know why I'm bouncing off the walls today? Is it the 2 cups of coffee? That's helping. Is it the sombrero giving me superpowers? In case you're wondering, yes, I'm wearing a sombrero the entire Cinco de Mayo show. That may be it, too. But also the fact I sleep 8-9 hours a night in my Giza dream sheets because summer is coming. 90 degrees is finally here in Houston where you walk outside and you basically die of heat stroke right off the bat. You just walk right to the hospital to get an RV. I will sit in an RV. You walk right to the hospital and get an IV. Giza dream sheets, they're not only mega soft, they're breathable, and they're at their lowest price ever right now, as low as $29.98. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call them 800-845-0544.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, wishing every single person a very happy this Cinco de Mayo. And we are getting back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions here in just a moment. I do want to point out something that Chris just handed me, and this is freaking real, okay? And it's awesome, and I'm going to do it. I just need to find the time. There's an online course. You can do this online from Purdue. It's a rat tickling course. And you can get your rat tickling certification. And I was just telling Chris and Michael when he handed me this, this is why we need an intern here in the studio. Think how much fun we would have abusing an intern here in the studio. And we would have him, he would come in thinking he was going to do all kinds of fun stuff. And we'd have him in some computer in the back doing rat tickling certifications just so we could get a laugh on the show. Tell me that wouldn't be great. Tell me it wouldn't be great. We'd be out here doing this stuff. And he'd be back there doing rat tickling courses. I want to do this so bad, but there's just no way I'm dedicating a half hour to that at all. Dear Dr. Jesse, my wife and I recently welcomed into the world America's newest anti-communist, our son Cameron. After a day of my wife in labor, I'm doing fine, and I'm taking plenty of naps. I'm looking forward to reading my son the Anti-Communist Manifesto, which can be pre-ordered at jessekellybook.com. Before its blockbuster release date on June 6th, I will raise him to have honor and be thankful, and hopefully God has given him towering, magnificent genetics like you.
He says I can say his name. His name is Ross. Wait a minute. I thought the kid's name was Cameron. His name is Ross. Wait, no, the dad's name is Ross. The son's name is Cameron. Cameron, welcome to the world. Do you want to know what was actually really cool before I get back to the other Dr. Jesse questions? Talk about RFK here real quick and whatnot. The wife, I told you, they sent me some early author copies of the Anti-Communist Manifesto. I have 50 copies in my hand. I guess these are ones that get sent out to media places or whatnot, but I'm not doing that. So I don't know. They're ready to find someone else to do that. I'm not doing any of that. That sounds horrible. So I gave one to my in-laws last night, and I had to autograph it for the in-laws. They wanted me to autograph it, and I signed it. What did I say? I said, I'm so happy you get to have me as a son-in-law. And then I autographed it. It was great. Anyway, but it was really cool. The wife texted me a picture when I was doing the show of my oldest son. He was on his way to his strength and conditioning training. He was sitting there reading my book. That was freaking cool, man. That was freaking cool. Do I have that picture saved? I need to save that picture before we talk about RFK Jr. All right, let's get to some RFK Jr. talk. Toronto Gringo. RFK Jr. is a nutball in many ways. Yes, of course he is. But the polls show he has almost 20% support among Democrats. My question to you is there any chance he would be influenced by the right to run as a third-party candidate? Says I can say his name. His name is Ken. Okay, RFK Jr. I think possibly, now I'm not a Democrat voter, but I think possibly we are not understanding RFK Jr.'s, quote, popularity amongst Democrat voters. Remember, Democrat voters, they despise Joe Biden. Oh, more than half of Democrat voters don't want him to run again. You understand how amazing that is when he's the current president? That never happens. You always have a percentage, 5% call it, maybe 10% want the current guy gone. Over 50, they hate him. I think RFK Jr.'s popularity probably has something to do with he's a Kennedy. People love the Kennedys, the mythos behind that family. Part of it probably has to do with the fact he's simply just not Joe Biden. I don't know if I was on the right. Well, I am on the right. I don't know that RFK Jr. running as a third party would be a very good idea at all for us, especially if our nominee turns out to be Trump. And right now, Trump looks like he's ahead because RFK Jr.'s main campaign slogan, he's anti-vaccine. He's out there exposing Pfizer, exposing how evil all this stuff was, exposing the campaign. So what if Joe Biden was running against Donald Trump and then RFK Jr. is out there running third party? We're going to lose more votes for ours than they are. How many people on the right are going to vote based on COVID lockdowns and vaccine stuff? That's going to be a significant portion of the right. That would lose Donald Trump the election. If RFK runs third party and Donald Trump's the nominee, we're in very deep trouble. Very, very deep trouble because of the stuff Trump still says about it. So I think that should probably be avoided, or that's the kind of thing that might cost us the presidency. Let's be honest about that. The anti-lockdown, anti-vax stuff, that's not a small wing of the GOP electorate. That's a big, big, big wing. It is. Now, Let's talk about food. Let's talk about what, Chris? I like to talk about food. I enjoy it. Why do you think I enjoy talking about My Patriot Supply so much? I got this email. Dear show dog breeder, it's not a show dog, and world famous author. I recently bought my Dime a Hero 2020 thanks to your constant nagging. I hope she never has to use it. She carries it everywhere. Also, a question for Friday. I have canned food, pickles and beets and onions. Is that okay to have instead of long-term food storage? Keep up the good work. Also, you can pre-order the Anti-Communist Manifesto at jessekellybook.com. Okay, canned food like that, onions and beets and pickles and things like that, is outstanding. It's freaking outstanding. What I have always said is this. You need to have 3 months worth of food in your home if the grocery store is gone. Just close your eyes. The grocery store is gone. Shut down. No gas station, no grocery store, no nothing. Be honest with yourself. Can you and everyone in your home survive for 3 months on what is in your home? If the answer to that question is no, you need to fix it. I started obsessing on this a couple years ago because I did a real self-assessment. A buddy of mine had presented it to me that way. And so I thought, oh, I'll be fine. And he said, really? You sure? I'm like, yeah, I'll be fine. And so I did a big pantry thing where I went through it all. I had something like a week or two, and I thought I was okay. It's very, very difficult to have enough canned food and things like that to last 3 months. That's why I talk about my Patriot Supply all the time, because that's a guaranteed 3 months worth of 3 month food kit right there. They have emergency 3 month food kits, amazing shelf life, packed, ready to go, and I don't have to stress if I have enough beets. If you already have 3 months worth of emergency food, fine, you don't need it. For those of us who do not, and I did not, I did need it. MyPatriotSupply.com. And they're giving out $200 worth of survival gear right now. MyPatriotSupply.com. Go get yours before you need it. Hang on.
I've got an animal inside of me.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. And I will tell you, I'm starting to understand the beauty of the sombrero even more because I'm wearing a sombrero the entire show. When you find yourself moving your head to the music, the sombrero kind of adds a little something to it. I've never felt so Mexican in my life. So buenas tardes from me to you and all of us who habla on this great Cinco de Mayo. I need to give some credit where it's due to Tom Elliott for this little gem. You know how Randy Weingarten's been out there trying to act like she wanted to open the schools back up, Communist John Denver, as I call her. Tom Elliott went and grabbed everything she ever said, apparently, and, well, here she is.
And if people are in high risk, they shouldn't be in school. They should be doing things remotely. Just because Donald Trump wants to take a risk with people who go to bars or beaches, those of us who have spent our life teaching kids are not going to take a risk with kids or with our members' lives.
Remote and hybrid are really the only two ways you can reopen schools safely.
You got to delay school opening because if you don't have the mask.
Yeah, it goes on for 2 minutes, but it's bad. It's bad. Sorry, Communist John Denver. That did not work out well for you. Hi, Jesse. I love your show. With your humor, it makes it fun to listen to. You are so knowledgeable about history. Love the history stories, but my favorite is Medal of Honor Mondays. You are so astute about the current situation, what it means for our country. You keep talking about Gavin Newsom being the Democrat candidate. That is wrong. I have always thought, and now I know for sure, it will be Michelle Obama. We are done for. When I heard this, it put me in a deep depression. I have lost all hope. You can use my name. My name is Glenda. All right, Glenda. Now, Glenda, listen to me. Don't ever lose all hope. There's a lot more to America than who the president of the United States is. Even if it was Michelle Obama, and it won't be, and I'll explain why in a moment, but even if it was Michelle Obama, there are still huge portions of this country that are wonderful and worth saving. Now, let's go to Michelle. What is it, Glenda, you listen to the show, why do I say most people become politicians? What's the reason? What's the reason people become politicians? Chris, what's the reason? That's right. Access. They want access to the things rich people have without having to actually accomplish anything at all. You see, being a politician would suck. Endless meetings and you're having to ask people for money. People are yelling at you all the time. The stress. It would suck. So why would you do it? Well, if you're an unaccomplished loser, and you want to fly on a private jet every now and then. You want a staff. Who doesn't want a staff? Oh, my staff. You want free steak dinner? I want to eat steak dinners. I want to go to a steakhouse. Don't we all want to be rich enough to eat at a steakhouse whenever we want to eat at a steakhouse? Well, if you become a politician, you can do those things without having to have any discernible skills that got you rich to get there. Which brings me back to Michelle Obama. Michelle and Barack Obama are dyed-in-the-wool, America-hating communists. They are. Their entire background is that they were taught at a very young age that this country is evil and trashy, and their surrogates are still destroying this country to this day. Just the absolute worst people in the world. And there's no doubt in my mind that if she was given a can of gasoline and a handful of matches and she could burn America down, she would in a heartbeat. All that said, the Obamas, they didn't have two nickels to rub together when Barack Obama got elected president. Now the Obamas are worth, I don't even know how much money. Last I heard, they signed some kind of $400 million deal with Netflix. They've got mansions in Martha's Vineyard in Hawaii. They're pictured on Oprah's yacht, and that's just the picture we have. Michelle Obama spends her days drinking champagne and eating caviar on yachts around the planet. Michelle Obama, as much as she would love to burn America down, is not going to give up that life to go run to be president of the United States of America. They already are safe in the knowledge that they damaged this country possibly beyond repair. That's their lasting legacy they'll be most proud of. She will spend every minute the rest of her days not thinking about what a hypocrite she is, that she lives in luxury in the very country that she despises and dogs on all the time. Why would you want to be president when you can go get on your private jet and go do a TV appearance and they'll cheer you? You go, girl. We love you, Michelle. And then it's vacations in Italy or wherever rich people go on vacations. And then it's back to your mansion here or your mansion there. You have Secret Service protection already all the time. I have no doubt she is so rich that she probably has a staff in her home. You know rich people like that? You ever known someone like that? They've got chefs. You got like a chef who lives indoor and a live-in maid. And one of my buddies, one of these super successful guys that always starts a business. He's got like five businesses going at any given period of time. That seems like so much headache, but he does. He's one of these people. He does this and he's gotten to the point now. He's getting super, super rich. You know what he's getting right now? I'm not even making this up. You know what he's getting? An au pair. I didn't even know what an au pair was. You don't know what an au pair is? Good. Is Chris? Michael, you didn't know? Good. I didn't know either. I had to ask if I said, you're getting a what now? Is that a fruit? An au pair? No. An au pair is a permanent live-in nanny from Europe. Yeah. I said, how much does that cost? And he was going over all the costs of everything. Look, it's a lot. Let's just put it this way, Chris. You're never going to spend the money. I know people are going to find that shocking. You're never spending the money. But he's getting an au pair. That's what Michelle Obama has. Do you think she's going to set aside her au pair? I don't know, although their kids aren't young enough to need one. Do you think she's going to set aside her au pair in the life of luxury to run for president? She's never going to do that. She's not. Now, if she did, I would be very worried too, because that would be trouble. But that's not happening. Dr. Jesse, Cinco de Mayo allows us to enjoy delicious Mexican food and beer. But what if Mexico didn't exist on our southern border? What country would you replace Mexico with whose food would be worthy of crossing the border along with their migrants? Thank you, great menu whisperer. His name is Alan. Oh, man, this hurts. I'm going to say something, and it's going to hurt me as much as it's going to hurt you, but it's true. Yes, Michael. It's Italy. Let's be honest. Let's be honest about something. As much as I love giving Italians crap, Italian food is really delicious. It's really, 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 really delicious. And I've never been to Italy itself, but I'm told the Italian food in Italy is even better. And let's be honest about something else. Italian chicks are hot. Once they shave their mustache, they're really hot. Italian music is good. Italian history is really, really cool. I feel dirty even talking like this for all the crap I've given Italians. It would unquestionably be Italy. Chris said not Poland or the Czech Republic or Germany. Okay, remember, I've been to Europe once, and one of those places was the Czech Republic. The other one was Austria. And I really liked the Czech Republic, don't get me wrong. I really enjoyed it, and it was cool. All the communists, they have a museum of communism there that just dogs on Karl Marx. But anyway, but I was not that impressed with the food. Now, don't get me wrong, they did pizza really well. The pizzas were so good because all the ingredients were fresher, I guess, over there. There were some of the best pizzas I've ever had. And some of the food was good. I don't want to act like all the food was gross,
But I was not, I'm not sitting around dreaming for the day I can afford to go back to the Czech Republic to eat. The Italians can freaking eat, boy. Italians can eat. One of my buddies, actually my buddy who, it's not all pasta, Chris. It's, you're so uncultured. Is this, are the Jews and Italians at war? Is that what this is? Is this, it's not all pasta and pig. They do veal. What about veal? Veal marsala? Veal parmesan? That's not, but you can even eat that. That's delicious. It's fantastic and it's kosher. It's not all pasta. Pizza? You were just eating a pizza like 20 minutes ago. Whose pizza sucks? The Italians make great pizza. They invented the pizza. What? You like? You prefer Jewish pizza? What's that have on it? Salmon or something? You know what? We need to go do something else right now. But we're going to get to the Ask Dr. Jesse emails I didn't get to next. But first, we're going to save some, well, help some widows and orphans and families of first responders. This has been the most deadly few years in U.S. history for cops in this country because the system has declared them to be the enemy and the criminals are the good guys. They now get ambushed, murdered routinely, and planned assassination attempts on cops. There are children out there growing up without dad or mom because of that. Tunnel to Towers is coming alongside those families and helping them. When we've forgotten, when the headlines are gone and I'm not ranting about it on the radio anymore and we've all moved on to something else, Tunnel to Towers has not moved on. They're there helping. That's what your money does. You know how Tunnel to Towers, you know how I tell you your money goes where you send it? 95 cents of every dollar goes to those widows and orphans. That's unheard of in that nonprofit world. $11 a month is what they ask from you. Go to T2T.org and give today. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, wrapping up an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, but you can still email us your love, your hate, and your death threats at jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, let's address something really quickly here. One last thing on the Czech food. Chris is still making a hard pitch for the Czech food. It really weirds me out that you're all in on the Czech food. Some of it was really, really good, but you know they're big on, like you mentioned, Poland and Germany too. They're big on sausages over there. You do understand that none of the sausages over there are in any way superior to sausage you can get in a Texas barbecue joint, right? And you know I'm not the ultimate Texas homer. You go down to any one of these barbecue joints and get some jalapeno cheddar sausage, it's better than any sausage those Europeans can do. What, Chris? I know Polish culture is big here and German culture is really big in Texas. Maybe that's why we do it. But come on, America. Look at Michael in there eating pizza. Hey, Michael, you didn't feel like getting any of the Czech food we had in the fridge? Oh, that's right. We don't have any. We can't order Czech food because no one would start a freaking Czech restaurant. Czech, please. What? That was good. Shut up, Chris. Jesse, quite a while ago, I remember you talking about a sauce or something special at Whataburger. I can't remember what it is. That's their jalapeno ranch. You want to dip your fries in the jalapeno ranch. For your burger, you want to get the creamy pepper sauce. Creamy pepper sauce for the burger, jalapeno ranch for the fries. Capiche? That's Italian, Chris. Jesse, what? When you train in your midlife crisis chick ride, that's not very nice, how are you going to decide on who to buy a truck from? With the American manufacturers pledging to phase out gas-powered vehicles, are you going to give those commies your money? Seems like Toyota would be a company to consider. Their CEO said they won't phase out gas-powered vehicles, and they make trucks in Texas. They might even offer a sunroof. It's not nice. His name is Heath. This is something I'm dreading. You know, about the whole keeping your money where your put your money where your morals are thing. I think I'm done with the whole midlife crisis car thing. I did it. It's been fun. It's just not me. I need a pickup truck again. So I'm going to have to get a car. Lease is up next year. I'm going to have to get a truck of some kind. Man, I don't know of an auto manufacturer that isn't garbage. I'll tell you, Pride Month is coming. I'm going to pay very close attention to who's saying what. But last time I checked, they're all bad. All of them. And it sickens me. I don't know what I'm going to get. So what's that mean? That means I have to go spend a large amount of money and cars and trucks cost a fortune these days. I can't believe a pickup truck costs $60,000, $70,000. It's crazy to me. But I'm going to have to spend a large quantity of money with a company that hates me and my values. And it bothers me. What am I going to do about that? I don't know. I got to have a car. I have to go to work. You know what I need is a chauffeur. See, Chris, what, Chris? This is why we need an intern. Not only can our intern, yeah, it'll be fine. You can use them like that. Not only can our intern do the rat tickling certification course for us and I'll have him put my name on it, he can come drive me everywhere and just do various things. Fellas, find us an intern or something. There's somebody, yeah, there's someone we can take advantage of. There is, seriously. And if we can't abuse this power we have, why even have it? That is the purpose. That's the purpose of having power, is to abuse it. You know what it is? I'm probably too full of chalk, so now I feel super powerful. This is the problem with taking a male vitality stack from chalk for a year. By the time you're done with even 90 days, you just feel so much better. By the time you're done with the year, you really feel like a Greek god because your T levels are frankly spiking through the roof, and you want to find interns to abuse. So if you would like an intern to abuse, go get on a male vitality stack from chalk. Ladies, female vitality stack, you can get an intern too. Ladies, they treat their interns worse than the men do. Go to choq.com, promo code Jesse gets you 35% off the subscriptions, all right? Chalk.com, promo code Jesse, male vitality stack, female vitality stack. Don't forget to check out the Chalk Lit powder, which I always thought was just lit powder until Chris figured out that I was supposed to be calling it chalk lit. It's like a play on words, but I didn't know. I'm not a nerd who nerds out on details. Anyway, choq.com, promo code Jesse. Jesse, I'm not a veteran, but I love my country just like one. How do families that have lost a son or daughter in the military even cope these days with the way our government is? I'd be so angry, I'd probably get arrested at the gates of the White House. I feel for them so much. Military families who have lost sons and daughters in combat, it's very, very, very difficult. And dads and moms and, you know, husbands and wives. It's extremely difficult. And you saw this a lot during Vietnam. If you do any reading about that era or talk to any of those wonderful Vietnam veterans, what an extra struggle it was when you're questioning whether it all was worth it. Why did I lose my dad? Why do I not have a husband anymore? What for this? For the pride flag flying over the embassy? Why did, so we could pull out of Afghanistan and embarrass ourselves? Why did I do this? So the answer to your question on how they cope is oftentimes not well. This is a very, very, very difficult time for veterans, for families, Gold Star families who have lost somebody. It's an extremely difficult time for them. And my heart breaks for them. It's the reason we try to keep our eyes open at all times for ways to help them. It's a reason why, if you are one of those families, and I know we have a bunch who listen to the sound of my voice, it's a reason why I want you to try to seek out community, seek out other families. There are plenty of organizations out there, and they do plenty of these organizations out there will do wonderful meetups where the families get together. And it brings about a sense of community and normalcy. You know, there'll be retreats and the kids are playing. And there's a bunch of wonderful stuff they do together. Make sure you're seeking out community. Seek out a church. Find a community there. It's important to seek out community, especially when you're down. Especially when you're down. And this is a very difficult time. A very, very difficult time. Dear famous author and burgermeister, you read an email from a man asking about starting up militias in red states. You said always keep it legal. Since you always stress that, I have a question. If the Second Amendment to the Constitution is ever done away with, when the feds go house to house to confiscate your guns, do you willingly hand them over? With no more Second Amendment, it would be the legal thing to do. Listen, I will once again say, I didn't need you to hear me here. I am not allowed by law. According to the FCC, I am not allowed to ever, 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 under any circumstances, encourage you to break the law. I can't do it. You won't ever hear my voice again. They'll shut off the microphone. I'll probably be in jail. I'll most definitely be fired, and should be, because it's violating the law behind the microphone. I can't tell you to break the law. All right? All right. Now you put your phone away and keep your chin up and enjoy your family and community this weekend. And if you're in Texas, election is tomorrow in Texas. Go vote. Local elections matter. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.